The nine worst things about moving to Miami. A love letter, dressed in caution tape. Sure, I've been in love with Miami for over 4 decades, but even a 4-decade-long romance has its hiccups. Here's my honest to flip-flops look at the Magic City's less than magical aspects. One, the humidity and rain. During the summer, imagine stepping into a hot shower, fully dressed, and you'll get Miami's summer humidity. Miami's weather is like a dance breathtaking from November to March and playing hard to get in summer. Rain here isn't clingy. It showers you with attention, then leaves. Two, homeowner and car insurance costs. They're no joke. Third highest insurance cost in the country. It's just the price you pay for living in paradise. Weather and insurance are in cahoots here. Make sure your piggy bank's been hitting the gym. Three, public transportation. Or lack thereof. We're still working on the exceptional part of public transport. Maybe it's Miami's way of promoting carpool karaoke. We're making strides, one slow train at a time. Four, the never-ending construction, Miami's second favorite sport. Construction is like our Groundhog Day. No snow means pretty roads, but never-ending construction. Waze's estimated times? Just suggestions. Five, people are always late. But it's a superpower in disguise. Being punctual is like having a superpower. People are late because they play hard to get with the clock. Six, rude drivers honking as a local greeting drive in Miami for 30 minutes, and you'll hear honking as if it's the local greeting. Once rated the rudest, our drivers have mellowed, but they still have a flair for the dramatic. Seven, many people have a poor work ethic, but you can shine. Being average is the new awesome. Your good work ethic will stand out like a flamingo in a flock of pigeons. Eight, very few true sports fans. We love our beaches more. We're fair weather fans. Our Dolphins may sell out games, but empty seats are like Miami's version of ghosts. Nine, mosquitoes and cockroaches are uninvited guests. Septic tanks come with bonus cockroaches. And mosquitoes love our dawn and dusk, like that one friend who never gets the hint to leave the party. What a list, right? But hey, every rose has its thorns, and Miami's thorns are part of its charm. Friendly people, incredible food, unmatched shopping, and weather like a warm hug in winter. Move here, and you'll be writing your love letter to Miami too. Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you ever are moving anywhere in the world and you would like us to help you enjoy your journey, our team would love to help. In case you don't know who we are the all-in Miami group out of Miami. We are Colombian, Filipino, Cuban, German, Japanese, French, Indian, Irish, Syrian, and American. We are Christian, Hindu, and Jewish. We are many, but we are one. We sell luxury homes in Miami, Florida, although some of our clients are celebrities, athletes, and people you read about online. We also help young adults find their first place to rent when they are ready to live on their own. First-time buyers, all the time. No matter what your situation or price range is, we feel truly blessed and honored to play such a big part in your life. Have a great day, and as Casey Kasem would say, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.